him. It depends on which route. If it's sometimes it comes out of Greenwood. I used to be able to get them to hold it. I got a FedEx place right down by the house. I used to get them to hold it. FedEx place down here. That they're holding at a Dollar General too, which is, I got one just up the road from me as well. But I think we're going up picking up that Dollar General. That was a process. I don't care to repeat it to forever, because they were just all piled up there. To go to forever for them to find it. I waited, waited, waited down here. I can just walk in and it's no big deal. They generally won't hold them for if it's a ground delivery. If it's, something comes other than Pony Express or something like that. It takes forever. FedEx is so much, and it's been taking me 5 or 6 days to get a FedEx package too, so I don't, if I have a choice, I'll take UPS or, of course, regular mail works as good as anything does here. They can get it in the box, that is. There's no more stuff sitting out on the porch anymore. We had a neighbor across the street, and somebody come up and was following an Amazon truck around, I think, and got out and stole a bunch of stuff off their front porch during Christmas a couple of years ago, I guess. So I try to get them to either put it at the back door or something like that, so at least it can't be seen sitting out on the porch. And have it delivered to the UPS store is another problem too. That way I can kind of bring it in and don't care, have it set up. And when she says, "Is that a new radio?" I say, "Oh yeah, I've had that a while."
Yeah, I had no idea you could have stuff delivered to Dollar General. I've got one of those that probably
up the road from it.
And I think you mentioned QT. I had no idea you could do that either.
Amazon lockers. And they all of them happen on the outside. You don't have to go inside or anything. You just put your phone up there and, or enter the code or let it scan your phone for the barcode and pop, and the locker pops open. And if this stuff is too big, it won't fit in the locker now. They won't deliver it there. But they usually sit away till 7 o'clock at night, be in there either by 2 o'clock that afternoon. And the Dollar General works on FedEx, but that's the only one I can think of. And UPS will deliver to UPS stores too, but they make, if you don't have it, like, you don't have that premium account, they make charge for that. That one, I'm just trying to keep stuff off, especially if stuff is got any value to it. Just trying to keep it from sitting on the porch or, if it's raining or something like that as well. And it's not, I'm about, the UPS store is about 2 miles from me, maybe 2.5. So it's not a big deal for me to get in and pick it up. It's usually a day later to get in, rather than like the Amazon stuff coming into the Amazon lockers at Quick Trip.
Yeah, we've got a QT here now. I just never paid attention. Of course, I don't go by that much. We've got something else going up across the road from Walmart over here, and I was thinking it might be another QT because they'd be on opposite ends of the town, but I don't really know. They're in the midst of building it, so it's not been unveiled as to what it is, but it's some kind of competition for Murphy across the street anyway.
Pickup locations, or they don't have to be. There's a bunch of different ones that I've seen. You can, we got a Kohl's down there. You can, if you got a return, you take it back to Kohl's, take it to UPS store. A lot of times you don't even have to, a lot of times you don't have to even box it up. You just take, give it back to them, hand it to them, they package it up, bundle them all up one time, and send them off, send them return to Amazon if you need to do that. And I don't know if they, I can't remember if they got a pickup at Kohl's, I think they have. It'll list if it shows here by locations when you order. It'll have a whole list of stuff where you can pick it up at.
I don't really have any problems out here. We're not really densely populated or anything. A little bit of riffraff, but not a lot of it comes by this way. So, getting it on the porch has usually been okay, and I guess I've just never looked into other delivery possibilities. But this is all news to me. I've been doing an Amazon thing for a long time.
I'm the riffraff in this neighborhood. That's what I think anyway. But I don't normally have an issue with it if it's something real small. But you know, sometimes you leave a pretty good sized package, like a radio or something like that, sitting out there all day long, and you come back and people drive, and people come through. This is not a neighborhood people necessarily drive through. Now, some people take a shortcut to one of the roads up here to get to the, to cut across one section over there to get to Little Creek Road, which heads out to, heads all the way out to Liberty Highway eventually. And people took a shortcut through there, and we got a bunch of the spandex bicycle riders coming through. We don't generally have people that aren't in the neighborhood coming through, but during Christmas time and other times, there'll be, people start having yard sales, and people cruise around the neighborhood. There's a couple of houses for sale now and here, and they'll cruise through that. But it's not some big problem. I'd hate to be that one time I didn't do that for radio, and I come home and said it's delivered, and it ain't nowhere to be found. We go to Greenville whatever day we go to Greenville to pick up grandkids to keep an afternoon is the very day that stuff is coming in. So I keep, with the delivery times, fluctuating a lot on some of these carriers now. You don't know when it's going to be here or not. Generally, UPS is real reliable there. A lot of times they're real late getting in, but, they used to deliver exactly the day that they're supposed to, especially if it's, from a business or something like that. It usually gets here when it says it's going to get here. And it just may be after 6:30 or so, which is not a problem usually, but, we may not be back from Greenville till 8 o'clock. But, anyway, that's the first world problems, I suppose. Sausage in the freezer I froze before the due date. I'll poke some of those links and split them myself and try some maybe tomorrow. It's too late to do it now, but sounds awfully good to me. Well, listen, I'll let you go get top deep, as usual. Yeah, I'll be watching out for you on D-Star, and maybe if you get on sometime, just give me a shout, let me know where you're on, or I'll call you. It's a bit busy. There's more, a lot of guys from out of country home right now. And I'm really interested to see how it opens up. Scott's oil pro works out for me. Hopefully it does everything it says it's going to do, because if it does, I'll be getting one of those rascals too, I guess, eventually, Keith. But 73, you have a good day today. Probably I'll let you later on today. If you hear station, at least tell him I said hello. I thought we talked about him long enough, he'd jump in. But have a good day. KM4CHY, M4DJ, see clear, thank you.
Yeah, the open platform, they're still tweaking things. They had a firmware update like every other day. There's an issue that I posted on the forum. When you connect to a BrandMeister server, normally it'll tell you what server you're connected to and any talk groups you've got, you know, static or dynamic or whatever, and it's not doing that. I posted a message, and Mr. Norbert himself come back and says this will be fixed in the firmware that's releasing Monday. So it's like, okay, you're on top of it. Yeah, they're still tweaking a lot of stuff. I've been really pleased with that. To get this V-Star stuff figured out, I'll be even more pleased with it, because that gives me additional functionality that I didn't have before. And basically, the Pro model is it's got the AmbiShift on it, so it's not doing it through software, so it's legitimate, you know, certified Ambi stuff. That's why it's enabled to get the V-Star. Anyway, have a good morning, and I'm sure we'll catch you around. Some other time. 4DJC, 4DJ Cloud, clear, let's go.